Vanzetti had in his pocket when he was on that streetcar in Brockton, the day he was arrested. And what he had in his pocket was a leaflet advertising a meeting where he was going to speak. And the leaflet said, "You have fought all the wars. You have worked for all the capitalists. You have wandered over all the countries. Have you harvested the fruits of your labors, the price of your victories? Does the past comfort you? Does the present smile on you? Does the future promise you anything? Have you found a piece of land where you can live like a human being and die like a human being? On these questions, on this argument, and on this theme, the struggle for existence, Bartolomeo Vanzetti will speak." Well, of course, you never got, he never got to give that speech, but I thought, well, that says it. Don't want to let somebody make a speech like that. Because if that speech were made often enough by enough people, to enough people, in a country where for so many of the people in the country that message resonates, well, you might have some resounding movement for social change in the country. So that was behind the case of Sacco and Vanzetti, and that is behind the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal, and that's behind so much of what goes on in our society, and so much of, you know, what is called the justice system. And so I think it's important, especially in a law school where it is so easily to become sort of, I almost said besmirched, so easy to become befogged, you know, with the niceties of law, to remember that behind the law and above the law, behind the law, you know, there are very, very powerful issues of class and race and gender and social conflict. And if we want justice, we are going to have to engage in some way, engage ourselves in some way in that conflict. Thank you.